Exercise 4, page 155. Speaker A.
We got on the coach at 7 a.m. and 3 hours later we were in a gorgeous valley surrounded by beautiful green fields and trees. At the bottom of the valley there was a river and right next to it an old castle. Everyone got off the coach and went inside to explore. For a city girl like me, it was really something.
Speaker B.
If you enjoy taking in the scenery as you travel, I definitely recommend the train. You can just sit back and relax and watch it all go by. My country has got some really spectacular views, including lakes, forests, and mountains. If you go by car, you tend to miss all that, as you'll be stuck on a boring motorway. Traveling by train takes you on the scenic route.
Speaker C.
I live in a city, so I love to get out into nature. Hiking lets me do that. My dad drives us to the starting point we've chosen. Then we spend the day walking in a huge circle, so we end up back at the car in the afternoon. I always go to bed early those nights, exhausted after all that exercise. But that's okay. It prepares me for the school week ahead.
Speaker D.
I got terrible hay fever after spending a day out on a picnic. I was sneezing all the time and my eyes wouldn't stop running. I should have known. Being out in the fields with all that tall grass always brings on an attack. But this one was really bad. I had to miss school for 3 days.
Speaker E.
Whenever I'm angry or sad, I have a special room where I go. It's a small hut at the bottom of our garden. No one usually goes there, and I can sit at the little window and look out at the lake. I never get tired of it. There's always something different. Sometimes you see wild swans flying across the lake, and you can watch some gorgeous sunsets. It always makes me feel calm.